say? Can you verify this for me? I mean, some people here don't understand. I mean, what is soul?
Allora, adesso te lo dico io. Cos'è soul? Non importa come lo fai. Più alto possibile, meglio è. Pensavi di saperlo tutto. Nel suono giù nell'Atlantico. Col miglior ritmo su questo pianeta. Canta se vuoi, non ti sbaglierai. Accendi questa bomba. L'onda è il posto dove troverai questo ritmo. Sono nato nel sud.
Yeah, right time now. Welcome to Plague Tapes 8. It's a usually daily show, and this is your host, Dr. Groove. I have become the Plague Doctor since, well, all this started on the 12th of March, so I think this is 2 weeks. We're definitely 2 weeks into it now, Thursday to Thursday, so day 14, I reckon. This show is going to be a whole mixture, well, we used to call in the old days a mixturum gedrum of tunes, because it doesn't really stick in any one genre, and it just goes all over the shop, and kind of even, oh yeah, and we start off with something really bizarre, a 12 inch I found, which is Play That Funky Music, White Boy, but it's a White Boy remix, so it's Big Man on Campus. BMOC and his 12 inch, and well, look, it's hard to describe, you just listen to it. Welcome to Plague Tapes 8. We'll be doing a catch up on the virus and the plague later on with Andrew, but for the time being, let's just get started with the music, eh? Okay, so time for Big Man on Campus to play that funky music.
Three, two, one. for good, and we haven't acted as we should. You feel it in your heart of wood that this is far from over. Shoreline's gone and maps destroyed, livelihoods dissolved and void, entire languages unheard, and still it's far from over. Be sure you teach your kids to swim and navigate by stars above. The fate of landlocked life is grim when you ignore our will to love. When all that's left is sea and sun, a lonely voice says all's not done. It's your child who will be the one to sing it's far from over. A traveler upon the sea sings it's a sailor's life for me. I now embrace eternity, 'cause this is far from over. You never know what she will find when we are dead and she is sailing, nor what new thoughts will cross her mind as wind blows in her hair. Don't worry if all life is gone, the rocks and sea will still roll on, and new wild creatures will be born. Yes, this is far from over. The whole world's far from over.
Cold and steal out of money, one eye for the people lose. Sweet fire calling, you can't deny me. Now you know what you need. Underneath the jungle gym, hollow gray fire escape thee. Looking for sweet ladder. Do you wanna contact somebody first? Leave someone a letter. You can come now, or you can come later. Just watch a ring the downstairs screamer. Edgy black cracks of the sky. Pink cushion. Shops crisscrossed and padlocked, corridors spit on pears and please. Hearts fly up from the sweet fire, black suit of lady release. Come with me, I know the way. She says it's down, down, down the dark ladder. Do you wanna contact somebody first? Does it really matter if you come now or if you come later? Red water in the bathroom sink, deeper in the scum bungle.
does it really matter? You're gonna come now.
So that's Joni Mitchell in the background, and Cold Steel and something, Fine Wine. I don't know. I'll have to check that up. Look it up on the, what's it called? Track listing. Track listings usually appear the day after, because you're really just supposed to be concentrating on what's happening now. So we have a section coming up where we'll be doing an update that usually comes with a trigger warning, but it's usually at least an hour of music before we get there. And I robbed that Bonnie Prince Billy track from my mate Keen, who put together a quarantine tape, and he started it all off with that. And it's lovely. This is Far From Over. I know Bonnie Prince Billy, but I don't know him that well. But every time I hear one of his tracks, I kind of go, ah, I must go back and listen to that stuff. We started the whole thing off with Big Man on Campus. And that 12-inch, I can find out what it's called. It's over here somewhere. Oh, this is the Groovetown Studios. So it's over there. I went over. So it's called Play That Funk, and we heard the dub version. I have no idea who Big Man on Campus was like. And it's a total mystery to me as to how that ended up there. I think I thought it was going to be funky, and it turned out it was not exactly funky, but it had funk in the title. Anyway, a nice mellow start to the show. And shout out to Tommy Rash, who was a DJ who was on Radioactive International, used to do an excellent reggae show, and is a great reggae DJ. So book him if you ever want to do that. Get in touch with the man. But he was playing the plague tapes through a radio. So it was really wireless, on the wireless. I don't know how he did it, but he sent me a video of it, and I was really, it gladdened my heart in these dark days. And also a shout out to my cousin who had a baby daughter. My cousin's daughter had a daughter. I'm not sure how all that works. But Tara was born today, I think. So, new life into the world. And I showed a picture to my mom, who's soon to be 89 and in the nursing home, and you could see the joy in her face. Both ends of the spectrum there. Brand new and not so new, shall we say. Okay, what are we going to go on with? We're going to go on with a track from... Oh yeah, because it was a mellow start. We're going to go back to the Reverend, and I think it should be called Me. It could be Curtis Mayfield. I'm not entirely sure. Either way, I hope you're enjoying the Plague Tapes 8, and stick with the show. And we'll get to the medical stats news. The news is what Tommy calls it. The news section with Andrew later on.
Street. Right. Yeah, it's all in the day.
we could just hear the beginnings of the next tune, which I know this time I'll get this correct. Oh, listen to that squeaky chair. So I told you it could be Curtis Mayfield or Al Green, and it turned out to be Curtis Mayfield, and then it was followed by Al Green. It's one of the things I've been talking about in terms of what you should be doing, trying to call people, FaceTime people. Like, I've got it set up now so I can talk to my mom, which is really important because it kind of keeps me sane, and I want to see how she's doing, and she's doing quite well. She refers to the nursing home that she's in now as the Conclave. So there you go. It's interesting in itself. Okay, so what else did I have for you? Okay, yeah, there's been not many jokes around in relation to this thing. But I saw somebody in terms of a GAA the GA kind of response. And this is funny. This is one of the funny things that I've seen in relation to coronavirus or C-19. So it said, "Our GAA club, the evidence suggests our members have been preparing for COVID-19 for a while. Our defenders are never within 2 meters of anyone. Our midfielders and goalie rarely catch anything. Our forwards are bad at passing it on. Our mentors committee usually wash their hands of problems." So I kind of like that. And I also like the way that it appears on Twitter, written down in caps on a little folder, A4 folder or binder. So obviously not totally au fait with the Twitter social media, I think is the correct term. So I kept this batch of songs together. So I think we're going to hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 songs in a row, because they seem to work. And tomorrow's show, I've decided that Friday night shows are probably just going to be one mix of a specific genre or things that work well together. We may not have an update on it. We might, we may not. I'll see how it's going. In the meantime, let's get on with it, hey? Let's get on with it. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you.
yeah. I always love things that finish off with a bit of a bang, you know, or even start with a bang. So what did we have in that? We started off with two lone swordsmen. Then we had a guy called Jake Slazenger with Gratuite. We had Lalai Puna with Small Things. We had Spooky from a 1995 or 1996 Tribal Techno compilation. I think that's what they called it, Tribal Tech. No, the track was called Little Bullet, and that was the Dum Dum mix. And then we went into the beautiful Susumu Yokota with Traveler in the Wonderland. Then I thought I was going to stop it there, but in fact I came back and we did. We just stuck in Yellow Magic Orchestra with Computer Games as well. So that's pretty much it. We're going to do a couple of tracks and then we're going to get into... So two tracks and then the trigger warning and the news, basically, with Andrew and me. Mostly with Andrew. He does all the... I find that I'm better off just immersing myself in music and just doing the work and trying to be dynamic. And then he follows the... all the things, the news that counts, the graphs, the matters, the statistics, the stats. So that's going to come up after the next couple of tracks, but these are nice. I really enjoyed putting this show together, and I hope you enjoy listening to Plague Tapes. Tomorrow's show is going to be, I think, well, one continuous mix, but I'm not sure which genre yet, and then I'll just put that up in Mixcloud. Okay. So let's start off with something called Bussing from Red Snapper.
Okay. Thank you.
Big Tapes H. This is the news section, the one that comes with the wah, 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 trigger warning. If you don't want to hear about the plague and the numbers, then fast forward for about 10 minutes. I'm joined with Andrew, who does all this for me. I immerse myself in music. I don't have to look at the, for my mental health, I don't look at the charts or the graphs or listen to what's going on in Italy. But I reckon it's 2 weeks now. So Thursday was the day when the government shut down universities, and that was 2 weeks ago. So we're 2 weeks into this thing, and we're at the end of the month. And Leo said 15,000, and we're not at 15,000.
Well, not the end of the month yet, though. Still a few days to go.
Yeah.
No, I think he said yesterday we're not going to hit the 15,000.
That's good.
Everybody's agreed on that. I did some maths last night, and if we kept on the trend we're currently at, we're looking at 4,500 at the end of the month, which is a much better number, because that 15,000 would be about 6% of people need ICU treatment, and we don't have enough ICUs if we have 15,000 people sick. So some people are going to die because they can't access ICUs. Basically, your death rate goes up to about 5 or 6%.
See why this comes with a trigger warning, so, folks?
Yeah, exactly. So if it's 4,500, 5,000, anything up to 9,000 actually at the end of the month, a lot of people who would have died otherwise, about 250, won't. At least not yet.
Okay.
And also, it also makes things much easier going forward, because the problem is if you have 15,000 at the end of the month, then the next day you have 17,000, and the day after that you have 20,000. And even if you think about testing, it starts to become completely impossible to have any hope of tracking it. Whereas if you're trying to deal with 5,000 becoming, you know, 5,200, 5,400, that sort of rate of increase, it's much easier to control it. In fact, even, you know, like I worked out that the rate at which people will be coming out of ICUs at the same rate as people going in is about 600 a day.
Okay.
So, in other words, all those numbers are terrible because it still means a lot of people dying, but we're on the sort of track where if things are okay, we could have a sustainable situation where people aren't dying because they can't get hospital care in 10 to 15 days, rather than where an awful lot of people are dying because they couldn't get hospital care. Other stuff today, positive news, there's about 120 doctors have come back onto the medical register, which are
retired
probably mostly people who retired. Some of them might be people who went on to do other careers or whatever. And there's about 100 more doctors, mostly young ones in this case, arrived back from Australia today. So that's quite a sizable increase. In fact, of medical personnel, the ones coming back from Australia are going to be quarantining themselves for 2 weeks.
Right.
But on the other hand, like, a lot of the people currently on the front line are going to be getting sick over the next 2 weeks. So definitely having a rake of fresh faces, or somewhat fresh faces, coming in 2 weeks' time is going to be a good thing.
Sounds more and more like a war all the time.
Well, it is. You're just kind of, like, people are just kind of. I think that's a good way to think about it.
Yeah.
The international situation is very alarming. Like, it basically, I've been tracking the figures since I think about January 25th. You know, there's a website, World Info, has a coronavirus page, and I started looking at them when it was about 30,000 people at it.
Right.
You know, and then it took a long time to reach 60,000, probably 2 or 3 weeks. And I remember it reached 100,000 not that long ago, maybe, I'm going to say 10, 15 days ago. And then it reached 200,000 maybe 6 days ago, and then 300,000, and then 400,000. And I think it might be around 500,000 in the last couple of days it did that leap. So the escalation globally of cases is scary. America, obviously, is horrifying to watch. You know, like, the death rate in New York is doubling every 2 days, which nobody else, no other city in the world has actually had it that bad.
I saw something about a hospital where there's 13 deaths a day.
Yeah, that's believable.
Just in one hospital.
That's believable. Yeah. It's like they've been setting up tents to use as morgues on the streets, refrigerator vans. Britain has done this thing where there's a big exhibition centre near City of London. So they've set up this 4,000-bed hospital, in inverted commas, because it's not really going to have any facilities. It's more like a place they're going to put people to die in. And the RAF were practicing landing C-130 military transport planes at City of London today. They're absolutely huge transport planes, obviously, because they're going to be flying people in there,
right.
And then transporting them across the Thames to the
location
of that
exhibition centre. Is that where the dome used to be?
It's not where the dome is. It's nearby. It's nearby. I'm not familiar enough with the geography, but here actually today we did they shut the grounds around the Royal Camanum Hospital.
Oh yeah,
you know what that is, and it looks like the reason they've
done
that.
That's the Museum of Modern Art.
But the reason it looks like they've done that is they're going to turn that into a makeshift morgue. So
right,
because there's obviously a storage problem in terms of bodies.
Yeah.
So like that's where we're going. Like that's all the preparations that are in place.
Any more transparency from the HSE? Well, we may as well.
No,
ask.
Like I think heads have to roll.
Yeah.
They lied to us. Even more importantly, they lied to the frontline medical personnel. Only a week ago, they said there wasn't a shortage of PPE, masks and gloves and stuff.
Yeah.
Today, you know, clearly there is a shortage and they've admitted to it. There was a bit of coverage, Philip Boucher Hayes on Drive Time, apparently, which is the first mainstream thing. I know I saw Paddy Cosgrave, the Web Summit guy, who's been pushing this, and it's annoying, but he's kind of like, you know, right some of the time. But he's claiming today...
Like a stop clock.
Yeah. He's claiming today that there's actually supplies waiting to be collected in Liège, in France.
Right.
Since the start of the week. But, and he even said, like, I don't know how much of this to believe, that James's have had a plane there, or a plane on standby.
Yeah.
But the HSE won't allow the stuff to be imported because they want the Lingus flights from China to be the first import so they get credit for it. I don't know if that's bullshit or if that's true, but I have to say, like, a lot of the stuff he said that initially sounded like bullshit subsequently turns out to be pretty true, so who really knows? I mean,
But just the whole thing of actually saying that, and then in that situation where you need to protect frontline staff, and you need to protect your health workers, that should be enough. In terms of
the fact that they lied to the health workers, they should all be resigning. That should be enough. And there's a record of these people of doing this sort of stuff as well. Like they've consistently tried to sell us, you know, stuff that was meant to be politically reassuring. I don't know what it's meant to be exactly. They've undermined trust in the figures they're giving us.
Yeah.
You know, I think they have to resign. Like you know, and I mean, I don't know if they'll get pushed into it or not, but I really do think they have to. They have to go.
The problem is that when you replace them, who do you replace them
with?
Because that's kind of that culture. That's been because the guy who was in charge when the scandal went on around the
cervical smear
scandal, he resigned and then this guy took over and he was obviously, it's like the second pope.
There clearly are some good people in there because there are the people who actually organised getting stuff over from China that have put together the Aer Lingus flights. I mean, there's clearly... You know, it's not like the whole organisation isn't.
I know, yeah, but you don't
need... It's that the leadership has been chosen for political reasons.
Yeah, but also you don't need them delaying other stuff getting in here just because they wanted to be the first.
Yeah, that if that's true. Who knows? That sounds so bad it can't be true, but sometimes things that can't be true turn out to be true, so...
And particularly when it comes to the HSE.
Yeah, exactly.
We know good people. Well, I know people that we should put in charge of that thing, but... But they're too good. They're too busy saving lives on the front lines.
That's the
problem. Okay. Anything else we should be looking for? I mean, we can do this again tomorrow, but...
What are the other major stories today? I think that's the important stuff. I mean, there's just an avalanche of stuff every day. It's kind of exhausting trying to keep
up. But the people,
there's
a real collective effort around this physical distancing. Like, people are really... Like,
that's my impression. I go outside for a cycle every morning. You know, I know you're doing a bit of jogging. Yeah. Aileen's walking through the park. And my impression is people are observing it. I mean, you know, the place we live is a very kind of densely populated housing state. Lots of people
in
with
the
seven
streets
or eight
all
kids.
The time.
Yeah, in the house. Yeah. And we're
and
just,
really
we haven't seen
quiet.
Any kids for weeks.
Yeah.
You hear them screaming in the back gardens, but...
Parents screaming at them.
Yeah. But, you know, like, the impression we'd have here definitely is that almost everybody is making quite an incredible effort.
Yeah.
And I think that's mostly reproduced, you know, like you get these panics about other stuff and certainly
and
you get gangs of teenagers, you get all that sort of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, of course all that sort of stuff happens, but I don't think it's the way most people are behaving.
Yeah.
And we did see that figure from the HSE doing the contact tracing, and that initially they were finding most people had had contact with 20 people,
yeah,
and that figure has dropped to 5 people, right? And that's cases from like 10 days back. So, you know, again, suggests that people are really, really cutting it down. And that will make a huge difference, you know, that the keep, like that thing I've said where we were talking about having 15,000 cases, which would have been a disaster, yeah, because yeah, that would have just escalated, very hard to control at that point.
Yeah.
And instead we have 4,500. Well, that's, we're heading towards that. That, I mean, that's the difference between the 33% natural reproduction rate and 18%. Doesn't sound like a big drop. So it's really, you know, the thing that every little act, every yeah, individual does. If we shave 0.5% off, then yeah, over 10 days, that 0.5% is 10,000 people, 15,000 people, yeah, you know. So that, I think that's the key thing.
It, well, really, people are doing matters, really good work, though. That's the yeah, main thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's, so keep it up. Keep it up. All right. Thanks, Andrew. We'll probably finish off with a tune, because it's always
cheerful,
good to
I
finish
hope,
off with a tune. Well, it'll be weird and wonderful like this show.
気の風の音よりもっと風の音でロップ風が風の音の風よりもっともっとの嵐で嵐で嵐でしたバッツしたパハハハハハハハハハハ花よ花の口の心に光が笑ってくれるように口の心に花が風に吹かされないように闇に流されないように挟み研いでるやつに引き当てないように揺らされないように泣かされないように生きられないようになはは月を見て星はダメよ闇の月は本当の光よ今星も綺麗よ月の光のようなものが本当の星の光のような闇
ならばそれならば闇の波を押し返せば闇の罪をひどくのだ花に光よ花に光よ花に光よそれを願ったんだそしてそしたら花は答えたんだ一度だけ答えたんだよ